It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Going into the weekend, there were four teams still alive from Minnesota in the NCAA Division II and Division III football playoffs. It was in Division III, St. John's, they were home to Susquehanna, and Bethel on the road at Wartburg. Royals won, Johnnies fell, Bethel advances to the quarterfinals, and we'll talk more about that. They will be in Pennsylvania at Susquehanna next Saturday, and we'll have their head coach. Meanwhile, Minnesota State and Bemidji State went head-to-head in Mankato on Saturday, Northern Sun rivals, and Minnesota State hangs on and beats the Beavers to advance to the semifinals. Todd Hoffner, the head coach at Minnesota State, joins us. And Todd, congrats on a great hard-fought win at home.
Yeah, Steve, thank you so much for that. It was really exciting, and man, that's our third win in a row by a grand total of 8 points. So I guess we're really doing stellar when it comes to dominating people on the scoreboard in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I just to get in it, you know, to be able to survive the Northern Sun, because, you know, I've talked about this with a number of people in your league. I mean, you look, UMD's a good football team. They didn't make it. Sioux Falls, good football team, didn't make it. I mean, just to get to the postseason out of the Northern Sun isn't easy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that, we had some hard-fought battles against some teams that, you know, didn't make the tournament, but obviously had winning records and were quality opponents. But, man, you got to get in, you got to get hot, and I'm really proud of our players and coaches the way they're doing things right now, and it's very impressive to watch.
Yeah, and you start out with Northern Sun champ Augustana in Sioux Falls, tough place to play, and find a way to win that playoff opener, and that's a great win in the owner. I mean, I know you and your coaches and your players weren't like, hey, you know, that made our year, but that's a great win.
There's no doubt about it, Steve. It was a big one since they had beaten us the previous three times, and you know, we had done really well prior to that, so it was definitely a situation where we got over that hump, and it was Coach Olszewski does a great job there at Augustana, and you know, for us to win at their place, we hadn't done that since 2022, so it was good to redeem ourselves from a midseason loss at our place.
Todd Hoffner joining us, head coach at Minnesota State, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Mavericks on their way to the national semifinals in Division II. After that, you get the number one seed in the regional, CSU Pueblo. Tough draw. So you get conference champ Augustana the next week. You go out there and find a way to get it done.
Yeah, the RMAC champ, right? CSU Pueblo was, a team that we thought was really good, and we had played them. That was actually our fifth meeting, so we lost to them back in 10 years ago in 2014 in a national championship game. And then we played them three times in between, and luckily they were at our place. But we went out to CSU Pueblo and, played a really talented team. We thought that they had some very gifted and talented players, especially on offense. And Coach Taylor, my defense coordinator, has been doing stellar work. You know, that Augustana game, he only gave up one touchdown the whole entire game as a defense. And then again, out at CSU Pueblo, we only gave up one touchdown the whole entire game on defense. And so he's put together some very remarkable games here in the postseason as our defensive coordinator. And, we did enough, found enough, on offense to make it happen. But there was a lot of magic in those first two games. And Matt Jagger was the young man from our Twin Cities that provided all that magic as a kicker.
Yeah, and 4 or 5 on field goals, including a 41-yarder in that win. And you brought it up. You did enough on offense. Super balanced running attack. Three guys carrying the ball, and quarterback, two backs, 175 yards, 212 through the air. I mean, you had that balance beating the number one seed on the road.
Yeah, couldn't tell you how, we had two onside kicks in those first two games in our region, and this has been the hard road, that's for sure, in the playoffs. Normally we get a playoff bye and get a chance to rest, this, that, and the other thing, but we've been doing it the hard way. A lot of great defense, some really good kicking, and just enough on offense, and running the ball is something that we take pride into as we represent Minnesota State. And this year we've had intermittent success with it. And we definitely found that throttle this last weekend when we played for the championship at Blakesley.
Yeah, and Bemidji State, you know them well, no secrets, conference foe, all of that. Weather turned out great, and they really pride themselves on their great defense, and they had a couple of nice wins. They had to go down to Texas. They had to go out to Western Colorado to get wins, and you really ran the ball against the Beavers on Saturday. 237 yards on the ground. You had to be thrilled with what your O-line did that day.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little
Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Yeah, for sure. And we have a really strong group of tight ends as well that can really help in that process. And sometimes we run the quarterback, not as much as Bemidji does, but we'll run our quarterback as well. And, you know, Hayden Eckern had a great day on the ground. He had a great day handing the ball off and received some great blocking himself and protection. I thought he played one of his best games of the entire season. And now he's tied with a young man who used to play football here for the most touchdowns in Minnesota State Maverick football history at 72 passing touchdowns. So you want to talk about impressive and having his best game of his career. He definitely did that this past Saturday as our quarterback.
And you mentioned the tough road, having to go on the road, beat Augustana, go out to CSU Pueblo, get the home win over Bemidji State. Now it's Valdosta State, another outstanding football team and another great test.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. These guys have been ranked number one in the nation for quite some time, and they've definitely got some cats. They got some cats, some dogs. They got a lot of really good football players on that football field, and a lot of speed, athleticism on defense, and then their perimeter players on offense are all exceptional. They remind me of the young men from Pueblo, but it's going to be a little bit nicer. Probably down in Georgia, and quarterback is great. And one of the things that I think is going to be the telltale sign is if we can handle that offensive line, very, very strong, very powerful. The last time they came up here was in 2012, and I was out of my job for, you know, about 20 months, and my replacement had played them in the national semifinals, and ironically, very similar circumstances when it comes to the Final Four. But having witnessed that as a spectator and not the coach, it was quite an interesting game to watch the players from down south play in the middle of December. And it looked like they didn't have fazed them at all. Like, it didn't bother them one bit. And they had very similar skills at all the same positions, just like they did 10 years ago. So I'll get a firsthand witness of that this weekend when we go down to their stadium. Number one in the nation, undefeated, powerhouse football, numerous national championships. So, you know, it should be a really big test for us to see if we can handle, you know, those athletes in space.
And, Coach, what's a week look like for you? When do you go in? Is it a day earlier? Are you going to go in a little earlier just to get acclimated to being down there, if you will?
Yeah, Steve, when we went out to the mountains, right, went out to Pueblo, and, you know, you do the liquid IVs, you try and do everything you can under the sun to get your players ready, you practice in those elements out there. We left on Thursday, 2 weeks ago, when we went out there, and it happened to be Thanksgiving. And so it was really interesting trying to find a place to eat Thursday night when we got there, but we figured it out, right? The Golden Corral delivered. But this time we're going to go down Thursday again, and we're going to get down there. It's going to be a little late at night, though, so we won't be able to do much on Thursday night, lose an hour, that kind of stuff. But we're going to practice on their field Friday. We're going to lift some weights down there. We're going to find a high school or somewhere to throw some iron around. And then on Saturday, that game starts real early, right? It's noon Eastern
11 a.m.
time.
11 a.m.
So, so it's going to be a wild one, and we're excited, right? Our players, I don't know if they understand just what they've accomplished, because this is only, you know, in the history of Maverick football, I've been fortunate enough to coach the only three teams that have won three playoff games. And kind of sad to say that, but the other two teams, 14 and 19, were teams that had received a bye. And so this third win back then would have been to go to the national championship. Now it's just to play in the semis. And so tough road, hard road, all that kind of stuff. But this team 5-year increment, Steve. I mean, we're talking 14, 19, 24. There's something magical about that 5-year increment that gets us 3 wins, and hopefully it gets us to the championship this year, too. But we've got our work cut out for us. There's no doubt about it.
Well, once again, congrats on a great year. And, boy, three tremendous wins, and we've certainly enjoyed following. And, by the way, tip of the cap to your play-by-play guy, Aaron Worm. He's been getting us game reports and keeping us up to date, especially your win in Sioux Falls and the one out at CSU Pueblo. So big thanks to Aaron for calling into the show on Saturday afternoon. That's been good stuff.
Yeah, he's a great, great professional, and his sidecar, right? He's a little Batman and Robin kind of deal, where John Harrington's his Robin, and he's definitely Batman, and he does it all, and he's really, really professional and very good at what he does.
Well, Todd, good to visit with you. Once again, congrats. Good luck on the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Steve.
There he is, Todd Hofner, Minnesota State coach. They've won 3 onto the semifinals.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.